organ transplants.
Okay. All right, we begin the next chapter. Yeah?
A special moon.
Okay, in Hilchos Maaser, Perek Shmini, the eighth chapter, Aluch Aleph. This one is hard, baby. Okay.
Right off the bat.
Well, the first one's not hard, but after this, it's harder and harder and harder, and the problem is there's many questions on the Rambam that commentators don't understand, so we're going to try our best to just understand the words he's saying, and I'm not going to get all this for us. Anyway, first halach is easy. HaPeros Shehura Mehem Truma Gedula U Trumas Meiser. Okay? Fruits that have been separated, the truma that goes to the Kohen, and the trumas meiser that goes to the Levi, although the purse, the Yisrael, has not yet separated meiser for the lady. We know, lechatchilo, you're not supposed to separate, the Yisrael is not supposed to separate the trumas meiser before the meiser, right. But bidyevet, if he does, it works. And we'll learn more about that in subsequent chapters. But anyway, we're talking about peros, where the main thing is that which goes to the Kohen on all levels has been separated, but even though there's yet for them to have meiser be separated. So what do we call that? Hemani kroim chulin. We call it mundane. Why? Because the kedusha, that truma that is there, has been totally removed, even though it's not completely been tithed properly. But it still doesn't carry any misa, bidei shamayim, or things like that. So it's and it can be eaten by anybody. So to that extent, it's called chulin. What if you separated all the other meisers that are required, specifically the meiser rishons for sure? Hey, manei kreim, they're called chulin mitukanim bechol makom. It's called chulin that has been corrected in all aspects. Okay, so that's good to just know these two terms, because as he goes through the various complicated halachas, he's going to refer to these things as chulin or chulin mitukanim bechol makom.
You can eat before you separate my serisha?
I don't know, but...
calling it chulin.
It's chulin, meaning you don't get any punishments. There's no kedusha involved. That's what it means. You don't have to eat it b'taras ha-kodesh and things like that. Well, if it's tevel, it's a whole different story. It's got truma mixed up in it. That's to the extent. That's all we're worried about right now. That's all we're worried about right now. Does it have truma? No, let's just go on.
One quick question. Is there three?
That means there'll be no follow up.
Three meisers we're talking about here that have to be taken off?
Well, there's many other meisers. There's meiser rishon. There's meiser. There's a trumas meiser, and then there's a meiser sheni or a meiser ani that has to be given. So we're just saying that if all the trumas have been separated, we call it chulin, that has been corrected from all aspects, and it's good to go. If it's only had the regular truma and the trumas meiser, we call it chulin, meaning to say there's no aspect of truma and kedusha type of food that's mixed up in it. All right, beis. Now, beis has to be followed up by gimel. So although you might not understand Bayes so well, the for instance comes in Gimel. So Bayes is theory, Gimel is actuality. Okay, Tevel, when he talks about Tevel, it means that, and you'll see why it will mean that, even though you wouldn't know that from this word, it means that the Truma Gedola has been removed, but the Trumas Meiser has not yet been removed, and I don't care about the Meiser for that matter, but that's what he's going to refer to as Tevel over here. So basically, and we'll see, it will apply also to if regular Truma is not removed, the point being there is actual Truma that still has to be separated, that has not been separated. And that being the Trumas Meiser, how much of that crop, of that total crop that's in your possession, Yisrael, has to be taken out if the Yisrael is choosing to separate it, 1%, correct? Because normal Trumas Meiser is when you give the Levi 10% and he gives 10% of that. So 10% of 10% is 1%. So should the Yisrael, if the Yisrael has only separated Truma Gedola, there is still inherent, he has not yet separated Meiser, but the fact is if he hasn't separated Meiser, there's also Trumas Meiser that has not been taken off. So there's actually 1% of the crop that's still left by the Yisrael has something that's supposed to go to the Kohen. That's the point we're talking about over here. And we're still referring to that as Tevel. It's a Tevel that 1% of it has something that has to go to the Kohen. That's the main point you need to know. Shinisarev b'chulin. Now it gets mixed as in t'chulin mitukanim bin bimino. Chulin mitukanim. It falls now into Tevel. You have a whole crop's worth of stuff where you didn't remove the Trumas Meiser. It falls into another bunch of crop that's perfectly been taken care of. Min bimino of the same species. Where we have to work with, you're not able to tell how much got in there, and therefore she'efshel halach acharatam, we can't go after the taste. For example, if it's one species and a different species, we say it's nullified in 60. But here we're not saying it's nullified in 60. So now the question is, what do we do with this tevel that's mixed up with this other fruits that are completely musukan? How are we going to deal with this that we can eat all this stuff over here? Okay? So now you have to remember that according to the Rambam, what's the problem with the tevel? Well, all the crop isn't the problem of the tevel. It's only the part of the crop that's got the Trumas Meiser in it that's got to go to the Kohen. That's the real problem over here, and that's got to be taken care of. Aside from whatever Meiser problems, but the Meiser itself is not the major problem over here. Because remember, Meiser doesn't make food usser, because everyone can eat Meiser. You know, it goes to the Levi, but a Yisrael could eat Meiser. There's ways around that. But Truma has inherent Kedusha, so you can't mess around with that. So the question, how are we going to fix things up over here? So Ram's going to go through two different scenarios. Now, obviously, the best scenario is, really, all you need to do is take off some Trumas Meiser. That's all you have to do. So how are we going to do this? So it depends on what you've got available for you. So there's two scenarios, that one that the Rama will explain in great detail. But obviously, if you have this Tevel, and it's fallen into a crop over here. Well, and the other crop was good. So what do you know? Well, let's say that your tevel had 100 saw. Let's just say it had 100 saw. And it falls into something that's completely repaired. Well, the simplest thing is, if you got some other crops of tevel, so what do? Just take one off for what fell in, and then you're finished. Because you've taken care of it. Right? That's the whole problem. The problem when Tevel falls in is because of the Trumas Meiser that's still in there. So just separate. If you have other crops, just say you're allowed to, okay, I'm taking off from here. I've got other Tevel. And from this other Tevel, I'm going to take one off for what's in the pile. I don't have to know where it is. Just take one off. That's the simple solution. That's what he says. Im yesh lo peras acher. So if you have other fruits, then motzialo so tevel truma u'maisus of yicheshvan. Then remove whatever you need to take off for the trumas meiser, according to what the cheshbon is, depending on how much tevel is in there. So if you have 100 saw of tevel, then you've got to, and so the other fruits, you have to take one off to take off for the one that's in there. If you've got 200, then you got to take two off, because it's 1% is the Trumas Meiser, according to the calculation. That's a pretty simple way of dealing with things, but that's the simple way. Now, what if what if you don't have any other crops? All you got is what kind of fell in. You got the tevel, and it fell into your corrected crops. Now I can't go outside to fix it up. Now, how do I fix it within? This is where it gets fun. So the Rambam is going to give you the general rule and then the specifics in Gimel. So first of all, Hare HaKol Aser. Everything is prohibited because it's one species with one species. And it's all prohibited at Sheyafrish until he makes a separation of what from what, which we'll see in the next halacha shortly. Now, Ukashu Mafrish, and when he does make the separation, Mafsid Minachulina Muktukanim, you lose, but not really lose, you'll see, from the chul that was repaired, Kidei Trumas Meiser Shabatevel, based on how much Trumas Meiser you have to take out from the Tevel. Again, here's the key point to the Rambam. We don't look as the Tevel as one large chunk of Isser. All right? Because then we'd have serious problems. How are you going to nullify that? And what do you got to take off? The Rambam's position is the whole Tevel, the real problem of the whole Tevel is just that one amount of Trumas Meiser that has to come off. That's the problem we have to deal with. And we will see in the next halacha how we deal with this. Okay? Gimel, Ketzad, how are we going to deal with this? So he's going to give us a number of scenarios in halacha Gimel. So let's say the following. Mea saw shel tevel. We have 100 saw of tevel. Again, here tevel means that the truma gedola was separated, but the trumas meiser was not separated. So you have 100 saw. There is for sure one saw in there that needs to be separated as trumas meiser for that to be fine. But it fell in. You didn't separate it. Shini saw it. It got mixed up. B'mea saw shel chulin. With 100 saw of chulin. Mitukarim. That have been totally fixed and they're good. So now, what you normally could do, which would have normally been fine, is, well, all you do is just take 100 out of the 100. Just take 100 out of the 100, and then you just separate one from the 100 that fell in. As we do that halacha by truma.
Yeah.
What do you know when truma falls into more than 100? What do we say? It's bottle.
Yeah, no.
It's bottle. But what do you do? You don't want the quantum to lose, so you take one out. So you would think the simple thing is, okay, I have 100 of tevel and 100 good, so let me just take out 100,
right.
And that, because it really is bottle, technically, just take the 100 out and then separate from the 100, and then you're fine. You've taken out Trumas Meiser, and it would certainly cover whatever the situation is. But you see, we're not going to do this for reasons that Ram will explain. So what does he say you do? Mafrish min ha-kol echad u-meya. You take 101 out. Which had 100 saw of tevel that fell into 100 saw of totally corrected. So now you have 200 all mixed up. He says take 101 out. Okay? All right. V'chol shehifrish tevel. And then whatever he's going to separate from there, from that 101, he's separating from what we will refer to as tevel that will have to get fixed up. Which, whatever you'd have to do, you'd take out one. You'll see. Now, what's left from, quote-unquote, the original? The Yishor Tisha V'Tesha Chulin Mitukanim. And we look at 99. After you took out the 101, we look at the 99 as okay. All right? So, basically, we start out with 100 of Tevel and 100 of totally corrected. The 100 falls into the 100. So, we say, take out 101. We still have to explain why the extra one. We look at that 101 as Tevel, and that has to be dealt with as Tevel. So, what will you do is you'll take out one to take care of the Tevel issue. And then, if you have to still take off Meiser and other things, and then the other 99 is completely fine. So it comes out, Nimtza comes out, Mavsit Sa'achad. You lose one, but only temporarily, not permanently. Because why? In other words, he's not going to lose anything, but it's just a temporary shift, as it were. Why? Because what happens after you separate, you have the 101, and you separate the one, then he has the 100. Although, of course, he's going to separate more, let's say regular Meiser 10%, but he'll get back that one. This comes back from the other side. You follow? So he doesn't really lose it. Even though the Rambam says he loses it, he doesn't really lose it because he just has more on the other side. You had 100 here. It was good. So we're going to say, well, you only have 99, so you lost one. But that one is going to come back. It's almost like collecting back the HST if you're a tax-exempt organization. You just take it off of one and give it back from the other side. So the one goes out here, goes in there for 101. We look at the 101 as tevel. But once they take off the one, now it's non-tevel anymore. Give the Meisters 10, I'm left with 90. And if I didn't have that, I would have been left with 89. So therefore, the one just switches over. So it's not mean to say he totally lost the one. It's temporarily lost the one. Follow? But the logistics just works, the mechanism. The 100 and 100 ends up being 99 is considered fine. The 101 is temporarily tevel. Separate the one Trumas Meiser, you're down to 100, and now you want to eat it. You got to take off regular Meiser, 10% of that, you're down to 90. Had you not had that extra one, you would have been down to 89. So either way, the one comes, just comes out on the other side. Now, that is that first case. Now, he's going to say the same idea exactly, just adding a little knach. We were talking up to now where Truma Gedola was separated, but Truma Meiser wasn't. So 1% of the crop was still not good. It had Truma in it. Now the next case is identical except for one little change. You didn't separate Truma and Trumas Meiser. Mm. So now in your 100 saw, how much is supposed to go to a Kohen now?
Two.
In total?
Three.
Right? Because Truma Gedola will be 2%. The Trumas Meiser is 1%. So that's 3%. So we're going to think about the same case. So what's going to happen? You have this truma, this tevel that no truma was taken off, which means there's three problems, three saw of truma. It falls in. Rambam's going to tell you to do the exact same thing, just with a little higher number. V'cheinim hoya osa tevel tovoli truma. Let's say the tevel was completely tevel, even for truma gedola. So mafsid minachulin. So now you would lose from the chulin. Now get mixed. It fell into chulin that was already corrected, right? Hamutukanim, and you don't have any other fruits from somewhere else. So kedei truma trumas meiser. So you're going to miss out now enough to take care of the truma and the trumas meiser, which will be three saw. So again, when 100 of tevel where no trumas were taken off fall into 100 of completely tithed stuff. So what you now you have 200. So what you do is you take out 100 plus 3. 103 that's going to cover the 3 that's got to be taken off for Truma Gedola and Truma Smeisers. You got 103 and 97. The 97 is considered completely repaired. The 103 is considered Tevel. Then you're going to knock off 3 to give to the Kohen. Then another 10% to the Levi. But still, you still have more than you, and then that other 3 you lost, you're getting it on the other side. And the side that you repaired, you would have had 87. Now you have 90. So it's the same idea. It was just changing that the Truma Gedola wasn't taken care of. So we're accounting for that extra 2%. We have not yet explained why we're doing this, because we could have all done it again the other way. Just separate the 100 from the 100. Effectively the same thing, wouldn't it be? If 100 fell into 100, right? You might have took off no Truma. So what would I normally do? Well, I could legally take the 100 out. I say, this is the Tevel. I'll take 3% off of that. I end with 97 here. Then I take another 10% off anyway. So I end up with the 87, and I had 100 over here. So it's the same thing, but I'm just shifting how I'm doing it, you see? Instead of making it one less or three less here, I'm putting it on the other side. So really, I said, what are you doing all this for? If it's ending up the same way, let's just do it normal. That's what the question is going to be. The Rambam is going to answer in a second. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, to my mind, I'm wondering are we doing a little bit of a calculation error? Because let's say if you have
I'm not going with the 0.06.
No. I'm not going to point. It's just a simple, basic thing. Kohen gets 2%, so it's 2 out of 100. The Levi gets 10%. It's 10. But it's Levi's obligation to give the 1 to the Kohen.
But so the Yisrael is giving it for him. We raised it. There's case with Yisrael.
But then why are we giving then the Levi the full amount? We're giving him 10. You're giving him 10 plus the 1.
Okay, then you'll
11.
Give less. You'll give less.
Okay, good. That's all I wanted to ask.
I wasn't going into the specific percentages.
That's all I wanted to ask.
We'll see. When you give for Levi, you give a little bit less.
Thank you.
Okay, now the question is, V'loma mafsid sawzu. Why were you making you lose the saw from the mitukan side, or the 3 saw from the mitukan side? You know, whenever you have this, all you have to do is take out what fell in. Really, what's the problem? What was the problem with real truma fell in and you had enough to be mevatlet? Just take one out and give it to them. So what do you do with real tevel falls in? Just take all the tevel out. That's all. Take the 100 out. Now deal with the tevel the way the tevel is. That's all. And whatever you do. So why are we making it? You have to take off of the other one and this one. At the end of the day, it comes out to the same numbers. So why don't we just keep it simple? And this is the answer. Kidei shel yomer, because we don't want to have a confusion. Because if you have 100 falls into 100. Okay, now when you separate it, people's going to get confused. Which one was the Matukan one? Which wasn't the Matukan one? So we don't want to have any confusion in that. We want to know if 100 fell in, you had over here Tevel, here Matukan, falls in. Now you separate it. If they're both 100, you could be confused and think maybe this is the Matukan and this is the Tevel, or this is the Tevel, this is the Matukan. How are we going to know which is which? Because then it could be serious problems. So now we just have to do something to make it obvious that one is not the same as the other. So that's why we throw the extra one in to the Tevel side, so we'll know that that's the Tevel side and not to confuse that with the Matukan side. Now let's read that inside. Kidei Shalyam, a person should not say by mistake, Mea Shehifrish, the 100 that was separated, Hey Mea Shehulin, the one we take out. Remember, there was, you had 100 in Matukan, let's say a big vat, and now 100 of Tevel fell in. So now we're taking 100 out. You might think the 100 you're taking out is Matukan. Hmm. Well, we don't want to say that. We don't want to make that mistake. So therefore, Shalomar Mea Shehifrish, Hey Mea Shehulin, Va Mea Shehishu, Hu Tevel, 100 of the Tevel. So we don't want to do that. Now, once we do this, we even take it a step further. So far, we dealt with 100 falling into 100. What if 80 falls into 100? What would you do then if 80 of Tevel falls into 100?
What type of Tevel?
Let's say either one. Let's say just missing Trumas Meiser.
Okay.
So what would I do?
Take a
0.8.
Oh, you would take out 80.8.
Yeah.
Well, you take off 80.8, right? And that's left is there 99.2. What's left? The other one.
Exactly.
All right? So that's the next thing. V'cheinim ha'ya ha'tevel pachas min ha'chulin. Now, so too, if the tevel was less than the chulin, or merubah, let's say more, let's say it was 120 of tevel going into 80. So how much will I take out?
1.2.
Well, 120. 1.2. Right? So, Magbiah HaTevel, you take out Tevel plus Ukidei Trumas Meiser, enough to cover the Trumas Meiser Shiba Tevel, Minachulin from the Chulin, or if there's Truma Gedola, or Kidei Trumas Utruma Meiser, the Truma and the Truma Meiser, Imeyabat Tevel, Tevel Truma, if the original Tevel had Truma Gedola and Trumas Meiser to be taken out. So now the obvious question you're going to ask is, why do we got to do that? We're not going to confuse it. It was 80 and 100. So answer, lo plug. We don't make a distinction. Once we're ready, taking off. You're right. In theory, you don't have to take off the 80 anymore. You don't have to take off the 80 anymore. But since you're already doing that, so let's just do it like that.
This is a universal.
Okay. So far, so good. We got through the not too bad, eh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we just take the next. Now we're going to find a nut. So far it's been something that's got a problem falls into something that's good. And what was the problem? It's a truma type of problem. Now we're going to have a different type of problem falling in. V'chein im nis'orev maser tovul, meaning to say, maser rishon, that you did not separate trumas maser. The Levi owns it now. The Levi has maser rishon, that he did not separate trumas maser. Okay? And he owns other Meiser that let's say the Levi has a lot of Meiser he got, right?
Right.
So a lot of the Meiser he got, he already separated to the Kohen, he took care of what he needed to take care of, and that's so completely plain. Fixed up. But he had a little bit more Meiser he didn't yet, not yet fix up, and he had to give Trumas Meiser to Kohen. So we're going to just say the same thing. So instead of the Yisrael who didn't give the Trumas Meiser, now we're talking about the Levi himself. It's the same thing, it's just the Levi himself. So it's the actual Maser that is already, he got it already, so the Yisrael who gave it already separated Truma, and now the Levi has the Meiser, he has to separate Truma's Meiser.
Which is
now he has a lot of other Meiser that he had separated Truma's Meiser. So the Meiser that was not tied by him falls into Meiser that was tied by him. It's going to be the exact same halacha, we're just dealing with the Levi, that's Dalet and Hay. And that falls into a good chulin that's been already taken care of. So interesting, he says, it's going to be oser b'kol shu. Again, you can't eat anything that's mixed up until you take out the right trumas and meiser, until you'd like this for. So now, what do we do? Again, if you, now remember, the non-trumas meisered tevel falls into the regular meiser that he already got. Now, if he has other fruits,
you can separate from
then
there.
Take the other fruits and separate
well,
off of that.
Fine.
That's the next line. Im yeshlo meiser, if he has other meiser that's been tied, that he hasn't separated trumas meiser, and therefore it's also tevel, so he'll just take off a little extra, right? And he'll take care of that. Motzi also al meiser atovel trumas meiser. She'll take off to fix up the one that fell in lefi acheshman, depending on the calculation, how much fell in. But what if he ain't lo maser? What if he doesn't have any other meiser except everything that's in the one pile here? Same idea. Magbiah ha meiser shinus. Or if you have to take off the meiser that needs to get fixed up, that fell in, and also umafsid min achula metukam. You have to lose a little bit from the regular stuff that's been all fixed up. How much? Kidei trumas meiser, shuba meiser atavul, based on the amount of trumas meiser that fell in with that tevel. And what's that? Aloha, hey, we'll explain. Kate said, what's an example of that? Again, mea meiser, let's say 100 saw of meiser. He did not take off Trumas Meiser. Shinis Arif B'mea Chulin. It falls 100 Chulin that everything's fine. Misukanim. So Mafrish Minako, you're going to separate everything. Mea, now it's not 0.1 because that's from the Yisrael is 1%. From the Levi, it's 10%. So you think Minako, Mea Ve'eser. You got to take 110 out because you need 10 to fix it up. Vechol Shehifrish, and everything that he separates from that is considered meiser, meaning to say it needs to get meiser.
Right.
So in other words, you had 100 that was good and 100 that needed to get fixed. It falls in, so you're going to have to take out the 100 plus 10 that we required to fix it up. V'hatishim anishos, and the 90 that's left, hang chulin kishohayu, that remains chulin as it was. And obviously, then what happens after, now he's at the 110, so how much is he going to separate?
10.
He's going to separate 10. And left with
100.
190, 190. Yeah. Right? If we would have kept the 100 here and 100 here, and take the 100 out and separate 10, it would have been 90 and 100. So again, he loses the 10 temporarily.
Yeah,
and why are we doing that again? So there shouldn't be the confusion which one is which. All right? And the same idea, what if there was 80 fell into 100? Or 100 fell, 20 fell
same
into 80. Same thing. V'cheinim haya chulin merum. If the chulin was more ala meiser, meaning 80 into 100 atavol, or pchusim or less, let's say 120 into the 80. Mafresha meiser, you separate the meiser. Ukedei trumas a meiser, enough for trumas a meiser. Shuba meiser tov min chulin, the one that you picked up. So let's say 80 fell into 100. You would take out how much?
88.
80 of the non-tithe. 88. 120. Fell into 80, you take out?
132.
I take out 132. Exactly the same halachas. So this was, we'll call this, wasn't too bad, eh? It took me a long time to go through this.
Okay,
so this is easy. This is when we're going to say the thing that need to be fixed fell into something that is fixed. We're going to learn tomorrow where it gets really exciting, and I feel sorry for the guys who weren't here today because it's going to be, we're going to have, what if something is missing a little bit? And falls only as missing more.
Whoa.
Right? That's going to be the next thing where something needed Truma and Trumas Meiser when something only needed
Trumas
Meiser. Okay. Where they both got problems. How are we going to know this? See, look how long Vav is there. Whoa, baby.
I think we can sneak it in now.
No, that's going to leave that.